back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we continue to feature one-hit wonder songs as compiled by Ranker.com. We'll start off with the eighth most popular song with Mary Jane Girls. Then we'll hear from the Daz Band, Charlene, Kim Weston, Barrett Strong, Thelma Houston, Rockwell, and the Contours. Well, first up this half hour, In My House, Mary Jane Girls, right here on Motown.
Damn, nice.
Sugar in the morning.
sucker, you. We both are here to have big fun, so let it rip. We got the mutual feeling, obviously revealing. Let me be your paper man, I love to be a joker. And we both are here to have big fun, so let it rip.
Most popular song as compiled by Ranker.com magazine. That was the Daz Band with Let It Whip. And they reached number 5 in the United States pop charts, number 1 in the rhythm and blues charts, and that lasted there for 5 weeks. And it hit number 2 in the dance charts in 1982. Well, Daz Band stands for Danceable Jazz. And it won the 1983 Grammy Award for the Best Rhythm and Blues Song. We started with Mary Jane Girls in My House, reaching number 7 in the pop charts, number 3 in the rhythm and blues charts, number 1 in the dance charts, number 6 in Canada, number 6 in New Zealand, and number 6 in the Netherlands, number 8 in Belgium, number 77 in the United Kingdom, and number 19 in Austria from 1985. Rick James discovered Mary Jane Girls, and he produced 8 singles for them, but that was the only top 40 song. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're counting down Ranker.com's compilation of What Hit Wonders. Well, we made it all the way up to number 6. Here is Charlene with I've Never Been to Me right here on Motown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 6, 6, 6.
Hey, lady, you lady, cursing at your life. You're a discontent. You'll never do, but I wish someone had talked to me like I want to talk to you. Ooh, I've been to Georgia and California and anywhere I could run. Took the hand of a preacher man and we made love in the sun, but I ran out of places and friends. Faces because I had to be free. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. Please, lady, don't just walk away. 'Cause I have this need to tell you why I'm all alone today. See so much of me still living in your a part of a weary heart that has lived a million lives. Oh, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sipped champagne on a yacht. I moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo and showed 'em what I've got. I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Hey, you know what paradise is? It's a lie. A fantasy we create about people and places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's truth. That's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter from the sweet. I spent my life exploring the subtle hole.
Baby, please. Tom song? Email Tom at motormemories@yahoo.com.
Top 40 song on the Motown record label. That was Barrett Strong with Money, That's What I Want, reaching number 23 in the United States pop charts and number 2 in the Rhythm Blue charts from 1960. And that was Barrett's first hit on the Motown record label. It was also the 288th Billboard magazine's greatest song of all times. It was released on both the 45 record and a 10-inch 78 record, and the 78 is very rare. Barrett also played piano in this song, and he was the producer. It ranked number 4 on Rankit.com's compilation of the greatest one-hit wonder songs of all time. Well, before that, we heard from Kim Weston, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. That reached number 50 on the pop charts, number 4 on the Rhythm Blues charts from 1965. The Doobie Brothers had a much better hit with that. And we started with Charlene, I've Never Been to Me, number 97 from 1977 originally. Then it was re-released in 1982 as Scott Shannon, the disc jockey on Tampa, Florida's Q105, found the record and played it. And therefore, based on that popularity, it reached number 3 in the United States and number 1 in the United Kingdom in 1982. Charlene was born Marilyn D'Angelo on June 1st, 1940 in Hollywood. That song ranked number 6 on Rankit.com's compilation of the all-time greatest one-hit wonders. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all one-hit wonders as compiled by Rankit.com. Well, coming up, the third most popular song, Thelma Houston's smash hit Don't Leave Me This Way, right here on Motown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
3, 3, 3.
Oh,
7654 3.
Do, 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 do.
Swatching. Swatching. Swatching me.
most popular one-hit wonder song as compiled by Ranker.com. That was The Contours, their smash hit, Do You Love Me? It reached number 3 in the United States pop charts and number 1 in the blues charts from 1962, and then again it reached number 11 in the pop charts from 1988 as a result of the song being featured in the movie Dirty Dancing. The Contours had 11 singles on Motown, but they only had one great hit that we just heard, and they had a 7-year contract that ended in 1967. And before that, we heard the number 2 most popular one-hit wonder song. That was Rockwell with Somebody's Watching Me. They reached number 2 in the pop charts, number 6 in the UK. And in the background of that song is Michael and Jermaine Jackson. And Rockwell was Kennedy William Gordy. He was born May 15, 1964, and he was Motown founder Berry Gordy's son. He had a total of 10 singles, but Somebody's Watching Me was the only one that was really popular. And we started with Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way, number 1 in the pop charts, number 1 in the blues charts, number 13 in the United Kingdom in 1977. Well, Thelma was born May 7, 1946 in Leland, Mississippi, and she won Grammy Award for the Best Female Rhythm and Blues Song from 1977, and Don't Leave Me This Way was taken from her third album called Any Way You Like It. This hour, we feature some great one-hit wonder songs as compiled by Ranker.com. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.